Haskell, Street, Helena, California, February 24, 1907. Elder Haskell, 575, 25th Street, Oakland. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we received letters from you last night. We had hoped soon to be in Southern California, but Edson has sent word that he is coming to St. Helena this week. Now I think we will be ready to join you in your visit to Loma Linda. In regard to what you wrote about Brother Steele, I would say that we need not be surprised at anything when such men are placed in office. He has received his stamp of character from Battle Creek. In the attitude he is now taking, we see the fruits of placing in official position men who like to rule their fellow men. The very experience we are now passing through, I was shown would come if the camp meeting were allowed to pass without some steps being taken to prevent this evil work. I saw that a few were doing their best to make trouble at the camp meeting. Light was given me to the effect that we must give attention to this matter. I bore a plain, decided testimony, and yet nothing was done to set things in order. I am so sorry that the evil was not corrected then. We must now seek counsel of God, knowing that all power is in His hands, and believing that He will work out this experience to His name's glory. At our last visit to Oakland, we did the best that we could. The effort that was begun for the members of the Berkeley Church at the meeting on Sunday must be followed up, and those who have listened to the evil reports concerning Brother and Sister Rice should be labored for. Now, Brother Haskell, take hold of the work intelligently and make this matter plain to the members of the Berkeley Church, for they need to be strengthened. God has wrought to deliver some from the snare of the fowler. Let everything possible now be done to create a new order of things. Do your work intelligently and in the name of the Lord. Trust in Him. Draw nigh to God and let Him work out this matter to His name's glory. Have faith in God and He will work out precious victories for you. As for me, I will stand by the light God has given me and will make diligent efforts to place truth on vantage ground.